It's our way of comforting each other, supporting each other, because it really shows you what the thin blue line is. Where we're at. Sean, remarkable young man. We refer to him as the Tom Brady of the Yarmouth Police Department. And he's gone. He died doing what he loved. And he is going to be so sorely missed. And we have a devastated community, family, and police department.
Tell us what the last 24 hours have been like for the
department. It's been a whirlwind, but you know, the public support has been enormous, which is much appreciated. It really does help comfort us, everything that is done, whether it's a card that has been sent to us, or the 64 pizzas that were dropped off last night. It's all helpful in, you know, the thoughts that are being sent to us. You know, one Facebook post has over 1 million reach, which is unbelievable.
Tell us what it was like coming face to face and seeing the person in court.
Disturbing, but yet we're professionals. That's what we instructed all our officers to be, and honestly, they didn't need instruction. They knew how to handle themselves, but they needed to see it. They needed to let them know that we are here.
Can you tell us more about Officer Gannon and what the community lost?
You know, when you're recruiting for a police officer, there's no cookie cutter way to find the right person. But if you look at him, he exemplified everything that you would want, every positive quality. I remember interviewing for his job, and he couldn't have been 23, head and shoulders above the group he was with. He was basically presidential, and he kept that way, respectful. And again, as mentioned earlier, he died doing what he loved to do, and that is working with his dog, helping his brother officers, and protecting all of you.
Did the officers say they wanted to be here? Kind of, what was that term?
No words needed to be said. We just put it out there, and they showed up.
When you have all those officers there, five rows deep, are you hoping he'll look up and see you? And what are you hoping he thinks?
It really isn't for him. It's for us to feel like, okay, we know who you are. You know, you didn't get all of us. So your day will come.
Chief, when the suspect walked in, I looked back, you were shaking your head. What was going through your mind at that moment?
Still grappling with the disbelief of seeing my officer laying there being worked on. It was difficult. And I just can't believe it happened. But it's real. But it's my time to be a chief, to lead our department, the other officers on the Cape, and also lead our community and let them help us heal.
Your strategy to lead these guys? I mean, they're all looking at you right now.
That's why they call you the chief.
Chief, for you.
It sounds like, Chief, from the available record, that your department and other departments had arrested this defendant numerous times, and time and again, he was putting him back out on the street. I mean, that's going to be a really difficult thing to kind of try to get out.
Yeah, I have opinions on that, but I don't wish to share those right now. Thank you.
Chief, for you, being the chief, you're a fatherly figure to a lot of your officers. And for you personally today, is it like you've lost a son, or what is it for you?
Well, exactly. I always have the attitude as a chief that they are my children. And I always expect to give them the best training, the best equipment, and the right amount of staffing so that they can come home safely and do their job. And furthermore, my son is a Barnstable police officer. So when I heard the call for Officer Down yesterday, myself in Barnstable, other emotions ran through. And it really went to my parental instincts and then my chiefly instincts that they are all my kids and I needed to be there to help.
Can you say how Officer Nero is doing?
I don't know the status of Nero at this time.
How's the family holding up? How are you working with the family to make sure that it's okay?
We have people assigned to the family, and we're working through that.
Still surreal for you, Chief?
Yeah, it's something you read about, but it's always somewhere else. But it's here. So we will deal. We've been through it before with Officer Erickson in 2001. This is a little different scenario, but nonetheless, tremendous loss to everyone, from family, community, and police family, near and far.
Was Sean's brother in law enforcement, or was anybody else in his
family? I don't know much about the family background.
How many officers showed up today?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. I look back, there was a room full. I'm going to guess. I would guess somewhere is around 100.
Chief, you said that 64 pizzas were delivered yesterday.
Yes.
What does that tell you about the community that you protect and serve?
Not surprising with the community of Yarmouth and Cape Cod. Contrary to what we might have heard over the past few years of the lack of support for police, we know our community does support us very strongly. And when you see that, even then we couldn't fit another pizza on the table, it's still, you know, warming. You know, Olive Garden brought over a display of food that was unbelievable. So no one need to ask. They're just doing it.
Can you talk about the procession yesterday and what that meant, how that felt?
I personally wasn't there. I was engaged in other activities, but I know it was something that meant a lot to the officers. And, you know, we're not leaving him alone. We have officers with him right now, and there will be until we complete what has to be done. I know that he's canine officers. That's another family within the family. They all got together in the southeast and quickly ramped up and engaged in the procession.